Mind, Body, and Music.
All right, let's get started. For today's class, I've invited a special guest speaker. This is Dr. Tom Wilkins from the Music Science Center. Dr. Wilkins led a recent study on music and the brain, and he's going to tell us about that today. Please welcome him.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Let's think for a moment about music in our lives. Music has always been a part of people's lives. We don't have any records of the first music, but scientists have found very, very old instruments, such as drums and flutes made of animal skins and bones. Every culture in the world has music. It's part of what makes different cultures unique. Today, I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of listening to music. The first important benefit of music is that it can help us learn. For example, listening to classical music when we study activates both the left and the right sides of the brain. This makes our brain waves flow more freely, so the brain is active and ready to learn. We can concentrate and learn better. Studies show that children who learn to play musical instruments do better in school. Another way that music is helpful is that it improves memory. Music activates the areas deep inside where the brain stores memories. Doctors can use music to help patients with brain diseases. Our research found that hearing familiar music can help people remember events and details from the past. In addition, music can help people with physical problems, for example, older people or those injured in an accident. When we humans hear music, we want to move. It's a natural physical response. Music can help older people stay active. One more important thing that music does is lower stress. Some types of music, such as classical music, cause the heart to slow down, and they cause the brain to make chemicals that relax us. Most people have stress from time to time. A lot of stress can cause health problems. So listening to music has benefits for all of us. Now I'd like to turn to something else.